New faces in the lineup tonight. What did you like about the team's performance overall, and some of the comments? So if you just comment on some of the performances of the guys.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, Hutton and Liljegren, unless I'm missing something, are the only new faces. But I thought both guys did really well. Gave us good minutes. Both guys looked comfortable on both sides of the puck. Moved the puck really well. Defended well. So I thought it was really good, and I thought, you know, the extra minutes and responsibility that was spread out all the way through the defense, a lot fell on Sandin, and I thought he was excellent again. And TJ Brody, I thought pairing with Rasmus was exceptional tonight, and I thought that really helped not only Rasmus, but our entire defense.
Next up, we'll go to Kevin McGrann, Toronto Star. Go ahead, Kevin.
Sheldon, I know you're not a big drop the gloves kind of guy, but Wayne Simmons did tonight very early, and I guess sent a message or evened up the score with Alex Edler. What did you make of the fight, and what did you make of your team's overall message sending to the rest of the league not to mess with your guys?
I mean, I think that's part of what Wayne brings to a team. I do think, you know, little things like that are, you know, in the fabric of our game, and I think are part of what makes a team a team, brings a team together. Credit for Simmer to stepping up in those situations. I think his teammates appreciate it and recognize it. They set a good tone for the game. Nothing was really talked about beforehand or anything like that, so it caught me a little bit off guard. But I think anyone who's been around the game kind of knew what was happening there, and credit for Wayne to step up, and at the same time, you know, for Edler to participate in that.
Next up, we'll go to Mark Masters, TSN. Go ahead, Mark.
Sheldon, Austin was saying he feels like his chemistry with Mitch has really taken a step forward this season. In what areas do you feel like they're working even better as a duo this season?
I would say just in terms of, you know, how they're finding each other on the ice. You know, Austin finds space to get available and is ready to shoot. Mitch is, you know, knows to buy some time and find him and then deliver the puck at the right time and in the right place. I think the 2-on-1 was a pretty good example of it on Austin's goal tonight. Just didn't really seem like there was going to be a whole lot there to developing, and then Mitch makes the play happen anyway, and Austin's ready for it and makes no mistake. So just little things like that. I think they're definitely on the same page and enjoying being together.
Next up, we'll go to Terry Koshan, Toronto Sun. Go ahead, Terry.
Hey, Sheldon, not an overly busy night for David in goal tonight. What did you think of his performance, especially after he was critical of himself after his most recent one?
I mean, I thought he did a good job. You know, it's a tough night when you're not getting a whole lot of work. You got to stay with it. He kept them at one and got the win. So he did his job tonight. So it's good to see for him.
Thank you.
And the last one here, we'll go to Jonas Siegel of The Athletic. Go ahead, Jonas.
Hey, Sheldon, I was just wondering why you decided to give Rasmus the extra responsibility tonight.
A, we think he's earned it, and B, it's just part of the growth process for him. You know, you want to be able to give a little bit more and see how they handle it, give that exposure. So, you know, we had the maintenance days for Muzz and Mo, and creates more opportunity for everybody. But so like Rasmus, I think it was just natural for us to give him that increased responsibility and just put him out there and get him going. So I think he's done a good job today. It's a really positive development for not just Rasmus, but our entire defense. I mean, to get Hutton in, to have him, you know, get comfortable with his teammates and to play a game and to do well. Liljegren to step in and have our team not miss a beat defensively, I think is a really good and healthy sign for the depth of our team.
Thanks, Jonas.